92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Theft and crime is generally down nationally, but in our big cities, especially the Big Apple, New York, it's become so extreme that the police simply can't keep up. Last week, two people were arrested and charged with stealing and reselling over $1 million of merchandise and products stolen from Macy's, CVS, Rite Aid, Walgreens, Victoria's Secret, and Bath & Body Works just this year. Now, part of the problem is that criminals are getting more aggressive and even creative in their methods for stealing. The department stores like Macy's and Target, they've seen an increase in groups of parents, sometimes couples, in fact, shopping with their kids. One of them brings in a stroller. And people automatically assume that parents are good, honest, and trustworthy, especially when they're out with their kids. But these new modern adult criminals are using their kids as a distraction. They're coming into stores in big groups, stashing items in their shopping bags and under the blanket in the kid's stroller, and walking out of the stores with thousands of dollars of stuff to resell on the street. They're really careful about how much they pinch from a store, because they all know that if you steal less than $1,000 of product from a store in New York City, you basically won't get punished. You'll be inconvenienced for a day, maybe spend a night in jail, but you'll be back on the street by tomorrow morning doing it all again. Which raises the question, what's the point of having laws like that? How does it solve the problem? But there's another dynamic with this new style of crime, which is that parents are teaching their kids to be criminals. They're teaching them it's okay to live a life of crime. Think about what that's going to mean as these kids grow up to be teenagers and young adults. They're not being set up for a proper future. Most of these kids probably won't graduate high school, and far less will go to college and get good, respectable jobs in the future.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.